Welcome to Not Terrible.
I'm Jess Hooker.
And I'm Mary Graham. This is episode 34 of a Not Terrible podcast. Today we're talking about seasonal depression, what it feels like, why it happens, and how we try to handle it. Not Terrible, a field guide for the hopeless optimist. So it's the middle of February, and guys, it stinks. Like, the cold weather, the lack of sunshine, my desire to eat snacks. Like, it is, I struggle, and I struggle this time every year. I noticed probably about 5 years ago that early January, after the holidays, and like the excitement of the holidays wears off and passes, like January, February, March are just like, I struggle through them. I struggle to find the energy to do things I'm supposed to do, like get out of bed in the morning, to like fix meals for my family, to do the laundry, just like things that normally don't bother me. And I know some people are like, well, I never want to do the laundry. Well, it doesn't normally bother me. I'm pretty good about doing laundry and keeping the house clean, and just there's a season, and I know now at 37 that it's actually called seasonal depression or seasonal affective disorder, which they refer to as SAD, which is a really horrible, ironic acronym for seasonal depression. But the winter months just really get to me, and it's kind of sad to say that because I like winter. I like wearing layers. I like snow. I like sitting by the fire in my house and being warm and cozy. So it's not the actual winter things that bother me. I don't know. I wish I could think my way out of it, but that's not how your brain works. And I just, things kind of slow down this time of year for me. What about you? Does this mess you up at all?
Nope, I'm sad all the time.
24/7, 365.
Yeah. No, I'm not, and it's weird because, well, I haven't been to a tanning bed in a very long time, but I really think that the winter months didn't affect me as much when I was younger because I tanned all the time.
You got that vitamin D.
I got that vitamin D. And I've really toyed with it because I spent 2 weeks over Christmas in Florida, and I know that has really elevated my mood.
Mm-hmm. Like in reset. The last,
yeah, mm-hmm. I get, and so, I mean, if I can take a 2 week vacation, you know, like once a quarter, then I'll be fine, is what I'm saying.
Same.
That's what I need.
Me too.
A beach vacation. but I really benefit from taking walks outside, even when it's cold. And I know that sounds like, but if I can walk like to the end of my street or to the next street or something small, even bundled up, and sometimes the walk is shorter than the time it took to get ready for the walk when it's this cold outside.
It's and, like 1 degree out now or something crazy like that.
Yeah. So I have found that just being outside and taking deep breaths of fresh air really, really, really helped me through the winter. Yeah.
Not same.
Not the same. Not the same.
Which I know I should still go outside and get some of that like fresh air. That's not as it's not as regular as it probably should be.
I don't know if this helps with SAD, but I know that an Ayurvedic tool is to take cold showers.
Oh, I was nodding my head, but that's not what I was going to say.
No, it helps regulate your body temperature, and that can, because that can affect your mood, and so you don't get as cold as fast when you take cold showers.
Yeah, you came in here last week, and we're like, yeah, I just, in the winter, I take really cold showers. And I was like, well, that's stupid. Why would you do that?
I take them year round, but I'm miserable. I really do take them because I don't like, I get angry when I'm cold.
Yeah.
And so I feel like it helps. It's like a preventative measure. What were you thinking?
How cold is cold for a shower, though? Like, do you turn on the hot water? Like, I would poop my pants that I don't wear in the shower if I was just taking a cold shower. Like, my body would explode. I mean, I don't know.
I'm under the shower and I'm going, yeah, I'm making that noise.
What?
Yeah, until I kind of get used to it, and then it's a shock. But it also, it helps. But that by itself, the cold showers, they help with depression. Period.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but I mostly do it to regulate my body temperature, to be able to stand the cold elsewhere.
Sometimes in the evening before I go to bed, even though I took a shower that morning, I'll get in the shower again only because I want to stand under really hot water.
Yeah. That's good to do before bed though, because if you bring your body temperature up, you'll fall asleep faster.
Okay.
Yeah. So good job. You're on it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's what I was looking for. So the internet says that SAD usually starts in young adulthood and is more common in women than men, which of course it would be. Why not?
Because men don't even know what season it is. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry to all our male listeners.
Which kind of makes sense because I don't remember in my early 20s feeling this way. I kind of wonder if, like, so from like 26 to 30, I was either pregnant or just had a baby and like hormones. I was a good 4 years of just like hormone.
Sure.
Like back and forth craziness.
Yeah.
And that's when I started noticing it was after I had kids. So the past like 8 years, I know that things have been like what I used to refer to it on my blog when I would write about it before I kind of knew the connection was I would just say I was seasonally sad. Like I just felt really blah.
Right.
And not like a full blown depression. Like it's not that level. It's not worth going to the doctor or getting like medicine. It's not on a scale of 1 to 10 of depression. It's like a 1.5. Like it's right. Very low lying. Just like, I don't have a lot of energy. And I don't want to do anything. And I'll see you in April.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, when the season changes, what are your first tells? What are the symptoms that you feel first that, like, okay, it's setting in. I can feel it.
I have trouble getting out of bed in the morning, which mm-hmm. I'm a morning person. I love to get up early. I don't normally... I set an alarm, but I'm normally awake before it goes off and can get out of bed pretty easily. My alarm goes off at 6 every morning, and I'm, especially in the summer, I'm up before that. But now, like, it goes off at 6, and I can't get out of bed until 6:30, which I'm not in a rush to get to, like, you know, work. I'm just getting up to like read and get the day started and to do things around the house before the girls get up. But it is so hard. Like that's when I know it's starting to kind of kick in is when I can't get out of bed. And last year when it was starting, cause it kind of creeps in like slowly one thing after another until you're just like, just really apathetic to kind of the whole world. I brought it up with my counselor Lisa and just said like, hey, this happens kind of around this time every year, like what are some ways that you can like help me address it? And one of the ways, I don't take vitamins year round, but I do in December, right around like the middle of the month when like holiday chaos and fun and just like parties and gifts and family and food, blah, blah.
When your nutritional intake is crap.
Yeah. When everything is going really well, I also know that I need to start taking my medicine, like my vitamins. So I take vitamin D and vitamin B6.
Okay.
Daily. And that was one of the things that Lisa said, like just to keep things a little more even keel. And I think I have noticed a slight change just with that of just being a little less, discontent maybe.
Right. Do you use light therapy?
I don't, but I'm very interested. So, I talked about this on Instagram a couple weeks ago and just some ways that I normally address it. And a lot of people said like, hey, you need to get a light therapy lamp or like there's those masks that you can wear.
Oh, I don't know about the masks.
Well, I didn't either. I said mask and I put my hand over my mouth for a visual in case you didn't know what a mask was. I saw somebody wearing, it looked like a ski mask, only it was the light and they put it on their face. But then I read more about it and she said it's a light therapy lamp, but she was wearing it for like skin.
I gotta issues. Look this up.
It was like something about it helps her.
A light therapy mask.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm checking it out.
You see it?
It looks like something from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Wow. Neutrogena makes one.
Yeah, and it's for your skin. To help it, I think, with breakouts and stuff.
Huh. Clear skin. Acne-prone skin.
So then I was like, maybe I'll get one of those. It'll help with the vitamin D that I'm lacking and also help my skin. Like, 2-for-1 deal.
Yeah.
I had a lady.
Oh, not bad. It's like $29.
Yeah, I would do that. Are you on Amazon, though?
Yeah.
Or just, okay, I didn't look on Amazon yet.
It's not a book, so you can get it.
I'm allowed to buy it. I'll just work it into the budget. One lady said that every morning when she gets up to do like her morning quiet time, she sits in the lamp and under her lamp and does like 30 minutes of that every morning. She just starts her day with it.
Wow.
And then she also keeps one on her desk at work. So.
Wow. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's
of
a
lamp.
Lot of light.
That's a lot of lamping.
Yeah.
I don't know if it truly helps though.
I mean, is it the equivalent of sitting by our great big window right here?
I don't know. On a cloudy day, how much vitamin D are you getting?
I don't know. It's just such good natural light that I think that alone makes me happy. Yeah. Yeah,
I agree with that.
Our plants are doing well.
They are. One of them froze.
Only one of them froze.
Got a little droopy.
Yeah.
So other things that I do to kind of combat, like I make sure when I'm feeling kind of blah and don't want to do anything, I make sure I'm drinking my water. I think my brain, like, in general gets fuzzier when I'm not drinking enough water, but especially in the winter when it would be really easy to drink hot coffee and hot tea and pop all the time to give myself that little boost. If I don't drink the water, I get more sad. During this time of the year, I can reason why I shouldn't go see Lisa, because I'm like, well, it's too cold, or, oh, the roads could be bad, or I don't have enough time. And so I knew that going into it that I would do that. So in January, I went through and booked appointments, like, as far out as I could, just to, like, not, because if I make an appointment, I will go. Like, I don't cancel it. So, like, setting myself up for success when I was healthier to know what was coming. And now, like, you know, in my mid-30s, like, I'm aware enough to know some of my patterns to, so I can't lie to myself. But 10 years ago, I would have made excuses for all this stuff. I don't know. I need to start running again. I used to run. And when we moved to the country, I wasn't close to a gym, and I hate running on the roads. Like, I know most runners don't like to run on treadmills, and I will tell you, I trained for multiple half marathons on a treadmill and enjoyed every minute of it. Like, I can run on a treadmill all day.
Yeah.
I like watching TV. I like.
We should get those treadmill desks.
Oh my gosh.
Have you ever seen those?
Yeah.
I know.
But if
amazing.
I run.
Oh yeah, everything's just going to shake off.
Why is that building shaking?
They're just running, doing a podcast.
Breathing heavy into these mics.
Yeah.
I need to just do that, but I don't know. We'll see.
I notice that sometimes when I say that I have something, Max will be like, I think I have that too. Are your girls old enough to hear you talk about this and think that they get sad or...
No, they're not paying enough attention. Like, yeah. They don't. Yeah, no, I don't think so. I mean, we, for so long, Ellie looks like her daddy, and we've always been like,
oh, yeah.
You look like your dad. So whenever Chris does anything. She's always like, well, I do that too. I'm like my dad. I'm like, well, no, you actually, you're kind of like an asshole. So you act like your mom, but you look like your dad.
That's funny.
All right. So on WebMD, which is my stand-in for a doctor all the time, it says that seasonal depression is a mood disorder that happens every year at the same time. A rare form, this is horrible, a rare form of seasonal depression known as summer depression begins in late spring or early summer and ends in the fall. In general, though, seasonal affective disorder starts in fall or winter and ends in spring or early summer. Can you, I would be so bummed if I felt like this in the summer when it was nice and like warm and sunny and you're doing things. That would be the worst time to have it. Maybe I should be okay with my winter.
Yeah, it could be worse.
It says, while we don't know the exact causes of SAD, some scientists think that certain hormones made deep in the brain trigger attitude-related changes at certain times of the year. Experts believe that SAD may be related to these hormonal changes. One theory is that less sunlight during fall and winter leads the brain to make less serotonin, a chemical linked to the brain pathways that regulate mood. And then when nerve cell pathways in the brain that regulate mood don't function normally, the result can be feelings of depression, along with symptoms of fatigue and weight gain.
Which I think is why they suggest a SSIR, is that right? That's a type of antidepressant. Okay. That they use to treat that disorder.
Yeah.
It's the one that, something with your serotonin.
Okay.
Yeah. Brings it up. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. You need it brought up because it drops, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you said?
Yeah.
Well, I'm thumbing through my phone and seeing here that we're actually doing all the things we should be doing. We're getting more vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know any foods with vitamin D? Because I don't. That you would be able to naturally get your vitamin D? Kale, maybe? I feel like kale.
Ugh.
No kale?
I'd rather be depressed.
Okay. Take a vacation. That's what I did.
Okay.
Stick to a schedule.
Yep, on it.
Yep, there was a woman that says she's very proactive during the winter months and books her schedule really, really tight because all she wants to do is crawl under the covers and wait for spring.
Mm-hmm.
Which, yes, get as much sunshine as you can. So when the sun is out, you head outside. Get moving. Mm-hmm. See, we're doing all these things. Add aromatherapy.
Hmm.
Yeah, so maybe we'll have to look that up, what scents are good for SAD. And if it's extreme, they say consider an antidepressant. Talk to your doctor about it. So...
Here's one thing. Because the lack of enough daylight during wintertime is related to SAD, it's less often found in countries where there's plenty of sunshine year-round. So, answer? Move.
Move away. Move away. Don't move to Alaska.
And like people that live in the Midwest, a lot of people are like, well, I love it here because we have four distinct seasons. And that's so great. But if we... Maybe I would be okay with less seasons. A girl I follow on Instagram, she grew up in Michigan. Now she lives in Florida. And so they don't have, like, the fall leaves that, you know, we do. And so one of her family members that still lives in Michigan, the minute the leaves change, she gathers up a box of the leaves and ships them to Florida, like, immediately. And so they get a little taste of that.
That's nice.
The fall colors in Florida. But like, you think about that, like they live really close. They are all like, they can go to the beach at any time,
mm-hmm.
and they are far enough south that it is warm mm-hmm. all the time, but you don't get like a vibrant spring or a beautiful fall.
Yeah. My thing is my probably top five favorite days of the year is the first time that I hear the birds in the bush right outside of my window. That makes me so happy.
Is that like the first sign of spring for
First sign of spring for mm-hmm. me. And that I don't think that there's any better way to wake up than to birds chirping.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a damn Snow White movie. But I love it so much.
And you start singing.
Mm-hmm, they all come to my window.
And they land on my shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Get stuck in my hair. No, that doesn't happen.
Huh. Well, I think this is... So, like I've said before, we're remodeling our kitchen. And because of that, we are choosing not to go anywhere for spring break. And so, in December, that felt fine. And in January...
Oh, yeah.
At the beginning of January, it felt okay. But, like, the longer we go through winter... I think it's going to hit me hard in March when everyone's traveling and we normally mm-hmm. travel and we don't. And I love a spring break trip more than a fall break trip, because if you're going somewhere warm in the fall, I still remember what warmth feels like, because mm-hmm. I just had it. Or I might even be still warm here in October. And then, mm-hmm. but that March trip, leaving the snow behind to go somewhere warm. Like, I don't know how I'm going to handle that. I have regrets.
You're going to be angry when you're watching everybody's videos on social media.
I am. Might have to
rethink this.
Some things.
Put the kitchen on hold. Right. Kitchen's on hold, people.
You know what we don't need for 3 months? A sink.
No, definitely not.
No.
I feel like I'm getting sad and sleepy just talking about it.
So sorry. I'm just giving you a taste of what my insides feel like right now.
Well, and we have this heater blowing underneath the table, and it's really warm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. My feet are so warm.
I'm really feeling like I'm going to fall asleep soon.
Well, good news. The ice melted off the inside of our windows.
Mm-hmm. That won't make you sad, will it? When you come to work and it's...
chipping away at the ice.
Mm-hmm. On the windows and the frost. And all on the inside.
Amazing.
So
this article says SAD usually starts in young adulthood and is more common in women than men. I already said that. Some people have SAD have mild symptoms and feel out of sorts and irritable. I think that's where I'm kind of at. I just like, I couldn't explain to you really what's wrong. Just everything feels weird. Others have worse symptoms that interfere with relationships and work. I don't think I'm there. Although I was trying to write things last week and I was just like, I don't know. I don't care about anything. I don't have any words. I don't want anyone to read these stupid words. And then I just go on Instagram on my phone. So I had to put a time limit on that so I would stop avoiding my work by going on social media. Mm. We'll see how that goes. It's only like day 3 of that little timer thing.
Oh, that's good though.
I wonder if there are some oils I could just...
diffuse?
Well, yeah. Like just getting the little diffuser while I'm working.
Let me look it up.
Edit point. Maybe something citrusy. That always makes you feel fresh and alive.
Yes. Like bergamot. Is that one?
That's like spicy, I think.
Is it? I thought it was citrusy.
I don't know.
Oh, here we go. Got them. Frankincense. I feel like frankincense for everything.
Yeah.
Citrus Bliss.
Yeah, got it.
Elevation.
Elevation. Who makes Elevation?
Those are pretty specific to a brand.
Okay.
Yeah. doTERRA, actually.
Okay.
Also, lime, lemongrass, and rosemary.
Okay. Yeah, like citrusy things that kind of probably feel like someplace warm.
Okay, here's one. To spray the SAD away, put this in a sprayer. Bergamot, peppermint, lime in a water bottle, and you could spray it on your face and your neck when you get the winter blues.
Just a little fresh face spray.
Yeah, not bad. Thanks, Pinterest.
You solve all my problems.
Mm-hmm. Also, what are we having for dinner?
I think that's it, too. Like, I can't make any food. Like, I love to... You know,
you like to fresh ingredient cook, and your first year away for your first season away from your garden. Are you bummed out?
I am.
Are you gonna try to do some winter gardening next year? Maybe be the person with the big white trash bags over your garden.
No.
I
might do some fall gardening.
Fall gardening,
like
yeah.
the squash and all the.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
I just...
That might make you happier, though.
Maybe.
I don't know. We should go to the winter farmer's market with me.
Downtown?
Mm-hmm, on Saturdays.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will.
Okay. Won't be there this weekend.
Thanks for inviting me.
I'll be in Vermont. You can go.
Can you winter garden in Indiana?
Mm-hmm, you can. You just get the, you know, it's the plastic dowel rods that, like, you can bend.
Yeah.
And you run them through the plastic, and you basically just, like, put make them on top of your
greenhouse.
Yeah.
What do you grow then?
Like, root squash. Vegetables and spinach. Spinach is a big winter vegetable, or green, I mean. Lots of greens in the winter, actually.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Things that no one in my family would eat but me.
Probably.
Buttholes.
Mm-hmm.
I think, so with the winter weather, I think I've upped my ante of seasonal sadness because I don't have a kitchen. Like, I can't make food. I can't, like, cook or bake and things that I I love to do. I like to make dinner for my family. I like to bake on a Sunday afternoon. And just, like, right now there's, you know, what's that flooring called?
Laminate. Oh, subfloor?
Yeah, like just subfloor and exposed beams and like insulation hanging down. Like, it's just gross. Like, it is just.
Yeah.
It's just gross. So.
I thought you were going to start crying. I was like, yeah, I'm so sorry.
In the inside, I am.
Yeah. No, that is a bummer. I mean, I love, love, love to cook with the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big reason that I do go to the farmer's market in the winter.
Yeah.
But yeah. But there's also times in the winter where I just buy junk food and prepare for a blizzard that didn't happen.
I am so angry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were supposed to have a blizzard that this past weekend in Indianapolis, like 12 plus inches,
mm-hmm.
like get to the store. You might not leave for days. The gas stations were lined up around the corner, people filling their tanks, all the food. Like, and I ordered my groceries. I ordered wings and ranch dip and more chips than we would ever need. Like, I just ordered so many delicious things. You know how much snow we got, Jess?
How much?
Less than an inch.
Is that what it was?
It was in my house.
With That's the probably blowing, right. Oh, with the there blowing, was, there it was made drifting, it
look,
yeah.
yeah. It made it look in certain spots like we had a lot more snow, but I think it was like an inch.
Mm.
And all we got was really cold temperatures.
Which is enough to stay inside, but you need to know that you can't leave your house to not feel guilty about your wings and ranch.
Oh. I wanted to feel like there's something fun about feeling like you can't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Not like I'm just staying home. No, I can't go anywhere. We're here. I was going to play games. We're going to do puzzles. I was going to read a book.
All the good stuff.
Yeah.
I know.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. And now we just have a house full of junk food. Bless you.
Thank you. Right. Now we have wings and... I mean, we'll still eat them, but it doesn't taste as good.
No, I agree. Mary, what's your not terrible this week?
My not terrible this week is still riding high on the high of our first event at the Front Room Studio.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we've both individually hosted things before, gatherings, but this was a workshop that we invited a speaker in and... sold tickets and did a whole like legit thing in a way that we hadn't done before. And it was really well received. It went really well. We were both really excited that morning, just like setting up and getting ready and seeing this room full of people learning, just felt really good. And I'm glad we survived. I'm also glad it's over because I was giving myself a lot of anxiety over it, but it was really good.
And we're going to do an episode with her, right?
Yeah, so we had Lauren from Renovate Your Plate here on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
teaching us about intuitive eating and what that looks like, kind of getting rid of diet culture and a lot of the lies that we've bought into about our bodies and feeding them and fueling them correctly. So she's going to be on an episode next season. So season 5 would be our summer season. She'll be back talking with us. And sharing lots of really good stuff with awesome. Our listeners. Yeah.
That's exciting.
What about you? What's not terrible?
What's not terrible is that I am going on my first ice climb this weekend in Vermont. And just from talking to people, going to Vermont for your first ice climb is like going to the Super Bowl for your first football game. I may have overshot here.
Oh.
I can't wait to share with everybody my adventures. I'm traveling alone. I'm flying out Friday, and I'll just be gone for the weekend, coming back on Sunday evening. But, yeah, I got the ice climbing sounds great, but I got a king Lakeview room at a nice hotel in Burlington, Vermont that I'm really excited about.
Yeah. What if you get just enough injury that you can't ice climb, but you can relax all weekend?
What if they have, like, a masseuse
and
in the
room
building?
Room service. Mm-hmm.
But it sounds really terrible, doesn't it?
What if you just, like, got a little scrape on your finger and you're like, oh, gosh, I can't I can't climb.
I might purposefully put a pickaxe through my hand. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm actually really excited about it. So I read somewhere that I'm constantly looking for coping and moving through things and different forms of therapy. And it said, if you have some bad things that have happened, and it doesn't have to be traumatic, just some crummy things, that you need to walk into new experiences and saying, I am taking this experience and I am replacing it with this bad experience. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I'm doing. I've had a handful of crummy experiences in the last year, and this is what I'm doing. I'm trying new things, and these new adventures are what is going to replace the crappy things that have happened in the last year. So,
yeah, I think that's a really healthy, like, mm-hmm. reaction to trying to replace something.
I think that I think I'm going to, like, write it down and put it in my pocket for the climb too, like just to really, you know, keep in mind what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Thanks.
I'm excited to hear how it goes. See if you survive.
I know. I just have this, like, mental image that, like, my friends that I'm going with, John and Tim, that they're going to, like, take a picture of me, like, hanging upside down with one foot with a rope wrapped around it, just ice everywhere.
Frozen tears going down your forehead because
snot
you're upside
everywhere.
Down.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. Well, I can't wait to share it with you guys. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
You've been listening to Not Terrible with Jess Hooker and Mary Graham. Connect with us on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter at Not Terrible Podcast. Visit us at notterriblepodcast.com for show notes and additional content. You can sign up for our newsletter for bonus episodes and podcast extras. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast provider.
When you subscribe, leave us a review. We'd love to share it on a podcast, like this Facebook review from Samantha W., who writes, I love Not Terrible. It's fascinating to hear their stories. They're super encouraging and honest.
Not Terrible is recorded in conjunction with the Off the Air podcast. Recorded in the Front Room Studios, this has been a Waco production.